our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires, mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela, l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In the past year, Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring Oleksii's savory congee and banana pudding.
Okay, today we're going to cook some Vietnamese savory congee, congees, or rice soup. We have some soya bean sprout, and we have some rice already cooked, or you can cook fresh rice. But this is the best way to use up the leftover rice. You can use either white rice or brown rice. And we have a lot of herbs here, but I'm going to use today coriander and rau tía tổn, and then we can also use some spring onions and celery, or we can use this coral ram or basil, they call it in English. And we will use some of the carrot and cucumber, if you have it. Otherwise, most of the vegetable will be okay with it. When you don't feel good in Vietnam, we cook rice congee for the patient. Yeah? Namely, you use up any rice that's left over. Yeah? Or you can cook fresh rice. If you cook fresh rice, you have to cook a longer time. If you use leftover rice, you will cook maybe 10 minutes. Yeah, all right. So you can use some of the vegan meat, meatless meat, yes. And you cut it into thin slice. And you could even chop it into smaller cubes. So because the patient don't feel well, so what he needs is some smooth, flowing kind of soup, yeah, that he doesn't even need to chew. That's why we make it small and simple like that, okay? And any of the herbs that I have shown you here, you can use it to cook together with the soup. In the morning, the Vietnamese, they even eat soup without anything. Just that they cook the congee in the water into a soupy substance, and they would add anything else to it. For example, fermented bean curd already in the jar, or something like this, because song su in Chinese, some kind of fruit seeds, very nice. Or they can eat it with fermented vegetable, which is very nice. Or they sometimes eat it simple, just with sugar, brown, raw sugar. Yeah? Yes. And in Vietnam, we even have those very raw sugar cake. You know, they make it into like a small little cookies. And you bite it and eat together with the white rice, congee. Yeah. Because the patient doesn't feel well, so you have to chop all this. If you cook with carrot, because it's hard, so you have to slice the carrot into very thin slice so that it's going to be soft when he eats it, or she eats. And also because the substance of the soup is smooth, so you want everything else to be smooth as well. Yeah. By the way, you don't have to put carrot, you can put others, like white radish, or silk gourd, or pumpkin, squash, anything that the patient likes to eat normally, but when he's sick, he doesn't feel like cooking or eating very big meal or oily stuff, yeah? So you cut this into very thin slices. It's easier to cook. It's quicker, yeah? Quicker. Because this takes a little longer to cook, so you can already begin to put all this in boiling water and start cooking it already. Yeah? Or you can wait until you're ready and you cook them all together. It doesn't matter that much. You can chop it a little bit even smaller. For the patient, easy to swallow. Like if he had after surgery or something, or he's very tired, exhausted, then you chop it very, very small, so it's easier for him to swallow. Or you could even, after you cook it, you can do a blender and make it into almost like a smoothie, then the person will drink it with a straw, eh? But this is not necessarily only for the sick person. It tastes delicious when you're not ill also. And I would recommend you to eat it before you're ill even, so you don't have to be ill.
Yes, Master.
You don't have to be sick. So now I'm just cooking like for normal person, eh? But the carrot is always recommended to chop a little thinner because it's the hardest one in here. And the cucumber, you know, when sometimes you have leftover cucumber,
yeah, yes,
or food, a vegetable, and you just chop it together, and then you are going to cook a soup, yeah? And then you have one onion here, medium size, or no onion. It depends on you, but in winter, a little onion will keep the cold away. Huh? Mm. Or when you have cold, the French people recommend vegetarian French soup. Huh? It's very good for you. When you have a cold, it gets rid of the cold quick. Some people even recommend you put an onion into a pocket of the kid when they're going to school, to avoid cold. I never tried it. You can try it, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't have to use all this onion. You use according to how much rice you have. So I just cut it because it's already there, and if I don't use it now, I use it later. This kind of soup will make you feel very well afterward, yeah, because it's easy to digest and you have all kind of vegetable already in it, and protein as well, yeah. If you have protein, you cook with protein. If you don't have, you just cook with vegetable. It will taste also delicious. You can also put peas in the soup, or some kind of beans, you know, green beans. Or string beans, and you cut it into very small pieces, and you cook together, it's fine. It's not necessary cook what I'm cooking now. I'm just cooking this because it's what I have, yeah? If you happen to have some of these peas, then you can also put in there. It's also very nice, yeah? They call it poivre gourmand in French. They're from Kenya. But you can buy them in any supermarket or Chinese supermarket. The Chinese love this too. We have it everywhere. The same, you cut it into small pieces. It's easier to cook and quicker to cook. The celery, huh?
Yes, Master.
Can you chop try to make it quick so it doesn't, you don't have to take all that to cook, yeah?
Okay.
You can take it easy, of course. So chop it smaller, so the texture will be smooth, that's all, huh?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, you don't have to be as small as this. You want your soup to be smooth. You don't have to chew it. you will just go down.
Wonderful.
Yeah? For lazy people.
Yes, Master.
I don't know of anybody that lazy, though. Okay, now, so you can take some karela. I already have the coriander, so some of this. You don't have to have all this, no? Coriander should be sufficient even. Or even celery is good enough. It's just you want your soup to be more savory, more vibrant, more colorful. This we put together there. And when the soup is almost done, we could put it in. Or we can put it after the soup is cooked. Yeah, for the vibrant. Besides, it also has medicinal effect, no? That everybody knows, no?
Yes, Master.
Okay. This is something you don't have to have. But you can chop a little bit. I washed it all already, but they are ready to cook. So you can chop a little bit in now. Okay, and we leave it together here with the herb, yeah? Coriander and perilla. Right, there we are. Okay, and I think we have everything we need. We can go cook in the fire now, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Okay, first we heat up pot, huh? This is a Chinese wok. Yeah, you know already. My favorite cooking utensil. I love to cook with fire. Long time we haven't, huh? Because it's more convenient to cook with electricity. And also it was too cold out here to come out to cook. Today I risk it. Okay. You can either cook with oil or without oil, yeah? If you cook with oil, you put like 1 tablespoon or 2 tablespoon oil in there and wait till it's heated. If you want to know if the oil is heated or not, you just put a piece of vegetable or onion in it. When it makes like a sizzling noise, that means the oil is already heated. Okay, I try, huh? Just a little bit. Not very heated. So we wait a little bit, okay?
Yes, Master.
You like a fire or not?
Yes, Master. It's beautiful.
It's very cozy, though. Huh?
Cozy.
Yeah.
Yes, Master.
Okay, I try a second time. There. Okay?
Yes, Master.
It sounds sizzling. That means it's heated. Okay. Yeah? Well, we can put some on it. Not oil, just for nice vibrant but the rest you put it like without oil, not later. Okay, now you put the vegan vegetarian protein in it, yeah?
Yes, Master.
If you don't have this, you can have tofu, or you can have both tofu and the vegan protein, yeah? Nobody say anything. I guess. And saute it a little bit. Give it a hug. Saute it into the little golden. Don't you just love the fire, huh?
Yes, Master.
It's warm also. Yeah. Not sandwiches. Go out here and cook because if you put a fire on, it'd be warm anyway. If it's more of the dogs running around, that might be cold, but I don't think they feel that cold, no? After. Maybe just for a while, hey?
Yes, Master.
Okay. Now, it's a little bit brown already, you can see, yeah.
Yes, Master.
So you can either put the whole vegetable in to saute it, or you just put it in later. So what do you want? Vegetable in now, or later when the water boils?
In now, Master.
Now, why not? Okay, there you are. We are very democratic here. Yeah.
Yes, Master.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Good, huh?
Yes, Master.
Wow. Yeah. Cucumber, onion, and the rest of the onion, why not? Okay. Right. Careful, the fire is really big. There we are. Just a minute or two. And you can already put some maggi or soy sauce, huh? In. There we are. Put a few drops. You can put it after also, it doesn't matter that much. But I like to soak a little bit in the vegetable. And the food. Okay, now we put water, eh?
Yes, master.
Right, that's it. Does it sound nice?
Yes, master.
Okay, water there. If it's not enough water, you can put more later, eh? Oh, we have some more vegetable here. Join the party. Join the club, the veggie club. There. Okay, very good. You know what else I do now?
What else, master?
Rice.
Oh, yes.
Important, no? Rice. Leftover rice last night, huh? Mm. Put it in together. Cook fire is really cool. Cool fire. You don't have to put as much rice or little rice. You put like half, ne? The half portion of rice in proportion to the vegetable, or less rice, or more vegetables, or more rice, more vegetable. Understand?
Yes, master.
Whatever you do, it will be fine. Yeah, as long as it tastes good. But normally half of the rice and half of vegetable, fortunately, would be fine. Some people cook with less vegetable than what I do. Some people cook more, and we just leave it there cooking until it boils, and then we simmer for 10 minutes, no?
Yes, master.
Meanwhile, it's not boiled yet. You can either put in the seasoning now or later. Seasoning, namely some of mushroom seasoning. Or not, yeah? And then a cube of vegetable broth, if you have it. If not, you just put some fruit juice, huh? There you are, just, there it's gonna go. It's fine. And you just put a little sugar, eh? Like condiment. Like 1 teaspoon of sugar, yeah? Into it. And it will taste a little bit nicer. Less harsh, no? More tender taste. I think I put a little bit more water because you have a lot of rice and vegetables. Everybody can have one bowl. The dog can also have it. Always put less water, yeah? And as you go along, you feel the need, you put more water. Same with condiments, yeah? Same with the spice. I put a little bit more salt in it, just a bit salt. Yeah, like that. Half a teaspoon. Oh, you don't need so, you can just put maggi in it. If you want to save maggi, so. Yeah, okay, it should be fine now. Just a little taste, see if it's okay. Then, oh, it's very okay. I'm going to close it. Close a bit. And if it boils a lot, you have to just reduce the heat, yeah? Otherwise it boils over. I will into it more and then I will reduce and let it simmer for 10 minutes, yeah? Okay? You see, when the rice is cooked in this case, you can cook less or you can cook more, of course, yeah? But the tradition is that when the rice open, yeah? This is still one grain, you see, but if open, it becomes like three times more than the usual rice that is cooked. The usual cooked rice is like this, but it open a little more and become very soft, see? Open like two, three times more. Then it's done. So it's not done yet, you simmer it for a while. Wow! Simmering means reducing the heat, because the fire is very hot. Even just one or two branches is heated up very quick. See, now I have to just put, I just leave one here. And sometimes when you cook a long time already, it has a lot of coal, hot coal, so it doesn't even need any wood to boil. See, it's still boiling nicely, see that?
Yes, ma'am.
How economized,
yes.
See that? There's not even a lot of coal in there. Because of the way it is, yeah, we make the oven this way, yeah, with the two bricks, and so it preserves the heat in there. Yeah, one day maybe I show you how to cook underground.
Yes, ma'am.
Like hiding people.
Yeah,
underground. You don't even need bricks or anything to make an oven. If you find stones outside, you put three stones on three corners, or a lot of stone around, and with the door facing you and the stone surround it like a circle, half a moon circle, and you can cook also like that, and it's very quick. Yeah, or you can, cook underground, as I'll show you. But we don't have it here. Well, not today, maybe someday. Because it's convenient to cook here, so I never need to cook underground. What I mean is when you don't have anything to cook, any bricks nearby, any stone, you can have underground cooking. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
Look at that, huh? Just a little fire like that, and it burns, and it warm up the soup, and it's cooking nicely. You see that?
Yes, Master.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay, so you see the rice is bigger? You see it open here? See the rice become like open. It's
yes.
Not like one grain, but it become like more soft now.
Yes, Master.
And it become bigger inside, you see? Like two times bigger than the normal rice when you cook for dry rice. So, it's done already. If you want to be sure, you just taste the rice when it's really, melt in your mouth, then it's done. Okay, so this thing is done now. So we have to take it out and put it aside and cook something else. Also very simple. Now you can put half of these herbs into the boiling soup. Yeah, half of it, half each, like half a spring onion, half a coriander, yeah. And the rest you leave it. When you put it on the bowl, you put it on top. Because once you put this in here, it will soak more into the soup, yeah? And the soup will be more fragrant, more savory, more pleasing to your palate. That is just my secret, but most people, they don't put it in there. They wait until the soup is done and put it on the bowl, and then they sprinkle a little herb on top. It is also fine, yeah? Okay, now I'm cutting this out. Yeah, and you put a little bit of black pepper on, yeah?
Yes, Master.
As much as you like. Or you can wait until you put it on a bowl and then sprinkle brown black pepper on it. All right. Now we're going to cook something else. I'm going to show you how to cook a banana pudding. Okay. You leave about half of the pan, yeah? Okay. Of water, huh? And wait until it boils. I'm going to show you banana pudding. A simple one, yeah? Simple version. You can use any banana, but in Vietnam we use a different kind of banana, which we don't have it here. So we can use this normal, simple banana, supermarket banana, okay? Ripe banana, ripe. The other banana we use in Vietnam is harder and shorter. It looks very chubby, very nice. This is a normal banana we can buy anywhere, so we just use it, huh?
Yes, master.
You can cut it into small pieces, you know, bite size. Or you don't even have to cut it, you can cut it into a half size. Be fine. Yeah, there you are. And we're going to bring the banana out. Okay, the water is boiled already. Yeah. Okay. Put in the banana. Very simple, okay? And this is a very simple way of cooking. You can cook more complicated if you want, but this is basic. Put the banana in there. And you have coconut milk?
Yeah.
You can buy it in Chinese shop or supermarket. Put it in there. Actually, that is the thick milk from coconut. It's not the thick milk that you drink, no? It's a very thick milk. Like drain it from the nut of the coconut. So you empty the can into it. While it's boiling, you can add in sugar, 100 gram sugar. And if you don't like it, you can put more sugar or less sugar. You taste it later if it's good.
Yes, ma'am.
100 gram sugar should be enough. 4 or 5 banana. And 1 can of coconut milk. And you put like a pinch of salt in there, so the taste will be sweeter without much more sugar added. And deeper even, a nicer taste. Sugar alone is not as nice as when you add a pinch of salt in it. And if you still don't like the taste, you put a little more salt, eh? Until it suits your taste.
Okay, master.
After it boils, you have to reduce the heat again, huh? You know, right? Have to reduce the heat and just simmer it, cover it. Yes, boil over, you have to reduce the heat immediately. Okay, now you put in some cornstarch, yeah?
Yes, master.
Just to thicken the sauce. You can also add some cinnamon. Do you like cinnamon? About 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, just to thicken the sauce, and fold it in there. Yeah. If it's not thick enough to your liking, you can always put more cornstarch, okay?
Yes, master.
Okay, like this, no? A little bit of consistency. How thick, it depends on how you like it, okay? That's it. Is that? It's a Vietnamese way of cooking, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
They just cook like this. That's it. It simmer for 10 minutes and the banana is already soft, yeah? And you put in some starch or you put in some other kind of substance. Just put starch in there. It's simple, yeah?
Yes, master.
And in my tradition, I put in raisin as well. You can put in a cup of raisin here together with banana. It will taste very good. It won't hurt, especially winter, eh? Yeah. Black raisin, eh? For some color, eh? So you can find treasure under there.
Yes, master.
Okay, that's it. You can put the raisin in a little earlier, or you can put it now. It's up to you. Now, that is done. Okay. Now we're done.
So you can put the soup here. In a big bowl or small bowl, up to you. And then you put the herbs, you know, spring onion, lila, and coriander. Is it simple or is it too difficult for you?
Simple, Master.
Good enough?
Good enough.
Easy to cook?
Easy.
You can cook it, right?
Yes, Master.
I wonder you do it. See if you graduate. See, there you are. The whole household can eat this.
Yes, Master.
Okay, this is ready for a person to eat. You can put some black sesame on it, on the pudding, yeah? A little roasted sesame, see? There you are. Or you can put blonde sesame, ground sesame. Then it's ready. I think whoever got sick will get well quickly with this meal, no?
Yes, Master.
So this is a complete meal for recovery, or for daily enjoyment anyway, for any day when you don't feel like big food or solid food. This is a rice savory congee, complete with protein and vegetable of all sorts. And this is a banana pudding, simple cooked and also nutritious. Even if you don't feel well, you will feel well after this. No?
Yes, Master.
Okay. I pretend that this meal is for me, okay? And somebody else cook for me, or I cook for myself. And when you eat this, you put in a handful of soya sprout, yeah?
Yes, Master.
As much as you like, or more than that. It will be more nutrition. This is raw soya sprout, yeah? And you eat together with the congee. Wow, it's really good. Not because I cook it. Oh, it is because I cook it. Now, you taste this and tell me if it's good or not.
Can yes,
you?
Master. That's wonderful, Master.
Really wonderful?
Yes.
Okay, how about the soup? Try some. I just give you a simple name.
Wonderful, Master.
Also wonderful?
Yes.
Really?
So good.
Okay, now you can go get your own bowl and invite others to eat, okay?
Yes, Master.
Enjoy and good appetit.
Yes.
Bon appetit.
Thank you for your wonderful presence today on A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please join us tomorrow for more insightful lectures every day on Between Master and Disciples, right here on Supreme Master Television. Up next, Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your life be graced with the boundless love and blessings from God.